This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in South Korea and Japan are reporting North Korea launched a suspected ballistic missile Wednesday, Pyongyang's first weapons test of the new year. In a statement, South Korea's military said the North fired what appeared to be a single ballistic missile from its northern Yongyang province toward the sea off its east coast. Japanese Defense Minister Nobuo Kishi said the missile traveled about 500 kilometers. No further details on the launch were available. North Korea typically announces its launches in state-run newspapers the following day. It's North Korea's first launch since October, when it tested a submarine-launched ballistic missile. North has frequently tested short-range ballistic missiles since mid-2019, shortly after nuclear negotiations between North Korea leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump broke down. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told reporters Wednesday the launches are truly regrettable. At a daily news briefing, China's foreign ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin called for continued dialogue and urged parties concerned to keep in mind the big picture and be cautious with their words and actions. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to speak to the nation Thursday about the historical significance of last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump. The address on the one-year anniversary of the assault will feature Biden speaking from the Capitol Statuary Hall along with Vice President Kamala Harris. The pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol as lawmakers inside were meeting to certify the results of the November 2020 election. They overpowered the massively outnumbered Capitol police officers on duty, smashed windows, and vandalized the historic building, sending lawmakers fleeing for safety. Four Trump supporters died on the day of the assault, three from medical emergencies, and a Capitol police officer died the next day. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has provoked outcries in Parliament and protests from potential election rivals by using a vulgarity to describe his strategy for pressuring those people who have yet to receive COVID-19 vaccinations. In an interview published by French newspaper Le Parisien late Tuesday, Macron used the French word merdeur, derived from the word merde, a French vulgarity meaning excrement that can also be used to mean annoy. In the interview, the French president was discussing legislation currently being debated in Parliament that would require proof of vaccination to enter restaurants, coffee houses, cinemas, and use public transportation, among other things. Macron used the term to indicate he wanted to irritate the unvaccinated by limiting as much as possible their access to activities and social life. The remark was widely condemned by opposition lawmakers who forced the suspension of the debate over the new restrictions. France currently has one of the highest COVID-19 vaccination rates in the European Union, with nearly 90% of residents ages 12 and over vaccinated. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro was discharged from a Sao Paulo hospital early Wednesday after being hospitalized for 2 days with an intestinal obstruction. The Brazilian president, who had been vacationing in the southern state of Santa Catarina, was urgently taken to Sao Paulo's Via Nova Star Hospital in the early Monday after suffering from abdominal pain. Doctors inserted a nasogastric tube and even considered surgery, but the obstruction was cleared Tuesday. A medical bulletin issued said the president's digestive tract was showing signs of recovery, that he was doing well on a liquid diet, and that doctors had removed the tube. The 66-year-old Bolsonaro had undergone four surgeries stemming from the abdominal stabbing he suffered during a 2018 campaign event. At the time, he was operated on by Dr. Antonio Luiz Macedo, the same doctor who had been attending to him since the attack. The U.S. government announced Wednesday it has charged one of the main suspects in the killing of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, unsealing a complaint revealing federal authorities had interviewed the suspect several months ago while he was hiding in Jamaica. The 43-year-old former Colombian soldier, Mario Antonio Palacios, has been charged with conspiracy to commit murder or kidnapping outside the United States and with providing material support resulting in death. He appeared at a federal court in Miami late Tuesday afternoon, but did not enter a plea. He told the judge he wanted to be appointed an attorney. The judge ordered Palacios to be detained, saying he is a flight risk. Palacios is scheduled to appear in court again on January 31st. His court-appointed attorney said his client would likely plead not guilty in the preliminary hearing. You can find more on these stories and others we're covering on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.